Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 422 on the podcast today. Arion Silva, that's AGQ ticker, CEO Jim Williams, talks about their recent developments, including their MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, with a private company, Tierra Nueva Mining Limited. And if you look at Arion's market cap, it's pretty much equal to their cash. So essentially, they're not valued at anything above cash. And of course, if you know, even to list a company, it can cost, people say, anything from the region of $500,000, you know, upwards of $1 million. So that's not included. Plus, also, they have some interesting things going on, like I said, with that 90-day MOU where they look at the assets of this company, which Jim knows very well, and I chat about that. So interesting company to look at there. Also, Hummingbird Resources, Head of Business Development, Bert Monroe, talks about their RNS release today and other things, but this RNS enhanced the economics around the reserves at the Yanofilila mine. And I think they're one of the lowest cost gold producers in Africa, around about 750, or just below 700 bucks an ounce there. So it's worth listening to that. Two companies in the precious metal sector, which we know is having a bit of a rally lately because there's uncertainty in the global economy, and we all know there's a rush to safe havens like silver and gold in these times. So very much worth a listen. By all means, get involved with the oil price sweepstake. I just pressed my guess. I've gone for $35.35 again. That's what I believe the price of oil will be, Brent crude oil, at midday on Friday. Just go to voxmarkets.co.uk/OPS. By the way, I tweeted out a little chart of the FTSE a couple of minutes ago, and it's at a very interesting level, around about 6,100. It needs to break this, you know, it needs a convincing break and a finish above this to show it's going somewhere. If not, if you look at the chart I just posted out, in fact, I'll put it on the website here. If you look at the chart, essentially the FTSE has been banging its head against the 125-day moving average. And right now, that's at about 6,100. If it can close above that, we may be in for a bit of a bull run. If not, may drift down again.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is CEO of Arion Silva. It's Jim Williams. Thanks for joining me, Jim.
Justin, thank you very much.
Now, there's been a bit of a buzz in Twitter about Arion Silva, ticker AGQ. And so listen, for people who don't know about Arion Silva, can you tell us what you're about, Jim?
Well, okay, basically Arion Silva listed on the London Stock Exchange in 2006. We actually formed the company initially in 2005, so, you know, 11 years old at the moment. In a nutshell, silver, Mexico. Silver, gold, and base metals in the heart of Mexico.
Okay, and tell us what operations you have going on right now.
Right now, we have basically the projects we listed the company with 10 years ago. We have a letter of intent, or memorandum of understanding, call it what you want, with a private BVI company called Tierra Nueva Mining, TM for short. And we are with 90 days to evaluate, in full, all of TNM's properties, all of which are in Zacatecas State, central Mexico.
Okay, and you've recently, when it comes to small junior miners, people are always aware of placings and the need for cash. Now, you've recently done a fundraise, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Last month, we raised around £800,000. £750,000 of that was through a London-based broker, and management put in just short of £50,000.
So, looking at it, it seems like your market cap is pretty much is what you have in cash, isn't it?
Yes, right now I have 103 million shares issued, multiplied by 1.15 when I looked 10 minutes ago. So, yeah, more or less the cash equals the market cap.
Okay, all right, so you've got 90 days to look at these assets. A couple of questions here from investors. If you choose to take on the tailings project, how long after 90 days would production start?
Well, basically, the whole point of this 90 days due diligence is to look at the financials and also the technical aspects. Now, I know T&M have done a lot of metallurgical test work on tailings, and there's a little bit more to do, but on the assumption that all that pans out well, production on tailings could be up and running within 18 months. Even though it might sound a long time, you still have to go through the various loopholes of permitting, even though that's very simplified, and everything else, building a small pilot plant for leaching or whatever the case may be. So 18 months is a good guesstimate on that.
Okay.
I can further qualify that. Prior to Arion, I actually took a U.S. company into Zacatecas State, and we built a tailings project on time and on budget for then less than $2 million. And yeah, it took about 15 months, 18 months to build.
Okay, all right. And so another question is, what is the potential resource at the TMN asset?
Well, TNM, they have various assets. They've got half a dozen assets or thereabouts. Now, if you look at, this, put the tailings to one side, you have the Noche Buena mine, which I really do like. Superb upside on that. It's, it's right next door to Goldcorp's Peñasquito. That's a really big they have in Zacatecas, quite well known. I mean, the resource on that project alone, is primarily gold. I was unfortunately looking at least 1 million ounces of gold, plus significant silver, plus significant lead and zinc. Now, in addition to Noche Buena, they've got other projects, Cerro del Oro, again, primarily gold with silver. Significant resource potential there. They've got more projects, all of which lie all within 25, 30 miles range of each other. So all well placed. It's very difficult to put a resource number on one or any of the projects at this stage.
Okay. All right. So it's a further question from the same person. They say, how much are the tailings worth? So you can't really answer that at the moment, can you?
No, I know T&M paid for the tailings about $250,000. And on top of that, then they probably spend the same amount of money again evaluating it and making a 43-101 compliant report under Canadian regulations. So it's been drilled out thoroughly. They have a resource on there. I mean, there's 1 million tons of tailings. 3 grams gold, 55 grams silver, and 0.8% lead and zinc. But remember, this is material lying on top of the surface. There's no mining cost. It just needs a front-end loader to move it from A to B and maybe leach it. Or, worst case, you have to do some more grinding. But it's actually quite a simple metallurgical process and quite inexpensive.
Okay, and so this 90 days, has this started yet?
Well, it's actually started as of last week when we put the RNS out last Thursday. So, we have a very good indication of what, TNM, I've been, following TNM. I was partly responsible for putting TNM together 4, 5, 6 years ago with two other colleagues. Then I've stepped back and I've diluted myself down pro rata by not, getting involved with financings on TNM. So I've got a minority shareholding on TNM. And even though I haven't been part of the management from day one, I do know exactly where they're up to. And I know exactly what projects they have. I've been underground. I've seen the projects. These projects, given where we are right now in this financial climate, are going to be a very good, in my opinion, for Arion Silver.
Yeah, and talking about, like you said, the profile of, silver and gold there, I mean, we are in a bit uncertain times at the moment, and like gold is a safe haven, and silver's sort of tagged along a little bit. Do you think, the billion-dollar question, do you think we've seen the bottom of the cycle?
Well, if we haven't seen the bottom, we are bouncing along the bottom right now. But, I, plus many other people, were saying this 12 months, 18 months ago, we're at the bottom. But, you have to look at all the fundamentals. Oil is down rock bottom right now. Metals are down. The market sentiment is down. I personally can't see it going much lower. And, if we're not on the bottom, we're bouncing along the bottom. And there's indications there on a macro and microeconomical scenario indicating metal prices should soon start rising up again.
Okay, and this project here you've got, is this financially viable at this level, or do you need prices to go higher?
Well, it is financially viable. We have to do some more work on this, but up until the end of last year, we had a mine called San Jose, which we picked up in 2007, and we've done a lot of work developing the mine. We drilled it, put a significant resource on the table. We bought a plant, a mill, albeit secondhand, and we recommissioned it, built it. And the only thing which has hit us, is the metal price dropping. So one thing we've learned since then is next time you build a project, you gear the project up to make money on a lower metal price. It's all in the mine plan generally. As long as you have the resource in the ground to substantiate what metal price is at the time, you can make money. But you have to, that's something you will do at the time. But basically, you can make money on a new resource as long as it's sufficient grade in the ground.
Yeah, and so you're feeling, because obviously you know it quite well, TMN seems, you're quite excited by this 90-day MOU? I mean, are you quite positive about it?
I am, because of my conflict, I cannot be seen, I'm not allowed to vote on behalf of Arion Silver on any transaction which may or may not involve TNM, but I am very upbeat on TNM, because I know the projects, I know the people. It's been very well run in the past. They raised some money going back when the markets were far more bullish than what they are today. And I know the projects have got huge potential. It's an elephant country in northern Zacatecas. And, if anybody wants to Google Goldcorp and Goldcorp's main project called Penasquito in northern Zacatecas, these projects are adjacent and in some parts contiguous with Penasquito's boundaries. So It's all big potential here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, marvellous, Jim. Well, listen, if anyone needs any more convincing, can you come up with sort of three reasons why you think someone should look about doing further research with a plan to investing in Arion Silver?
Well, number one, the obvious one, is you already mentioned our market cap right now is more or less equal to the money we have in the account, right? Well, there's huge ups. I think what I've just said in the last few minutes indicates the significant upside there is with Arion. And because we have built a mine before, and we were successful in building a mine and raising money, debt, equity, etc. We can do this again, but next time do it with a lower threshold to make money at lower metal prices. So that's number one. Number two, you know, we have significant upside with TNM, but it's not only with TNM. We've got lots of opportunities in Mexico right now. It's a buyer's market. We've got some good support from London in the last financing, some big funds coming in there, albeit retail, but there's, you know, there's big support there. They see the upside a lot, you know, as well as we do. There's lots of opportunities on the table right now to put more assets into Arion Silver and build it quickly in the near term. And possibly number three, I don't know, maybe a combination of one and two. We have good management. I think we've learned our mistakes from the loss of the San Jose mine. But, you know, we can do better next time.
Marvellous. Jim, thanks for coming on, talking to me. And please, like I said, you've got 90 days there, so there's going to be some news out very soon. And come back on and chat some more when there's some more news released.
Okay, will do, Justin. Thank you very much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Wade.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bert Munro, Head of Business Development at Hummingbird Resources, ticker code HUM. Bert, thanks for coming on.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.
Now, for people who's not aware of Hummingbird, can you give us a background as to what you're about and where your assets are?
Absolutely. We are an AIM-listed gold company. We've got two major assets, one in Liberia and one in Mali. The company's got around 6.5 million ounces of gold across two projects, as well as a very large suite of development and exploration assets around 4,000 square kilometres of ground between those countries as well.
Okay, and at what stage are you right now?
At the moment, we've completed a DFS on our primary project in Mali, the Yanfolila Gold Project. So at the moment, we're going through the financing of that project with the aim of being in production in 2017, next year.
Okay, and today there was a resource update. Can you take us through that?
Yeah, absolutely. We published our DFS in January of this year, which showed some excellent results. But at the time, we clarified that we still needed to fully incorporate the new reserve and update the mine schedule to that DFS. So today was an update on those economics. So to run through the headline numbers of it, you've got a reserve which runs at over 3 grams a ton, which feeds into your mine schedule and gives you an 1,100 gold price, so a fair way under where we are right now, an NPV of 109 million and an IRR of 42%. At a 1250 gold price, you've got an NPV of $162 million and an IRR of 60%. So really, really good numbers that we're very pleased to have got out.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at your market cap is around 20 million. So we can see some, you know, based on those resources, some upside there. So take this through. I mean, what's next? I mean, do you need financing for this or are you financed?
At the moment, we've got a mandate in place with Taurus Funds Management. So we currently have a $15 million bridge facility in place from Taurus, and that has developed the project from the stage at which when we acquired it around 18 months ago to now. So the delivery of this study, and we're working towards finalising our financing package now.
Okay, and so what's the next thing we're looking for, the next stage in this timescale in development?
Yeah, at the moment, we also announced last week an extension of that bridge loan facility of 6 months. So we have a bridge loan which now extends to the 8th of September of this year. So essentially, our focus now is, as quickly as possible, completing the full financing of the project and then moving into construction as soon as possible. Everything else is ready and set up. The project is fully permitted, both with mining and environmental permits. So there's nothing else holding us back. It's just closing the financing of it.
Okay, and the first gold pour, is that still targeted for 2016?
It's targeted for 2017, 2017.
Oh, 2017, sorry.
So from the point of financing, it's around a 15-month period to be into production from when we fully finance the project.
Okay. And it looks like at the moment, I don't want to speak too soon, but it looks like the gold price could be on your side. Do you think that?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, I think we're obviously not gold forecasters. Our view is we need to deliver a business which is going to produce at the lowest possible cost per ounce. And I think with under $700 an ounce all in cost of production, we're certainly up there with some of the best companies out there for that cost. But yes, fundamentally, a better gold price makes a significant improvement on the project. So, you know,
Yeah, so what, say it again, what price did you say? So it's 750, you're saying?
No, our all-in cost of production is $695 an ounce. So sub $700 an ounce for the all-in cost.
That's good, isn't it? Did I read somewhere that's one of the best in West Africa, I think?
Yeah, that is. I mean, I think, you know, globally, I think that's an extremely impressive number. I think, you know, without wanting to be misquoted, I think the global all-in cost for the gold industry is around the $1,000 to $1,100 mark. So I think we're well below that.
Marvellous. All right, Bert, well, listen, you know, if you need to convince anyone else, can you give us sort of three reasons why you think someone should do some further research with the potential to invest in Hummingbird?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a significant resource base, 6.5 million ounces. We've got excellent project economics on Yanfolila with 60% IRR. And we're near production in next year. So I think those are the three key takeaways for people to look at Hummingbird. We've got a website, www.hummingbirdresources.co.uk, where you can find all the latest news and presentations, or give us a call in the office if you need to find out any more information.
Marvellous. Well, I'll put a link to that. And I see today, I mean, you know, shareholders have welcomed this, or the market has welcomed this news, because you're up by 6.5%. So that's a nice, you know, nice result, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice result. I think we're very pleased with our shareholder base. We've got some great long-term shareholders on board. But yeah, I think it's glad it's been taken well, the news.
Lovely. Listen, Bert, come back on when you have further news, and I'll be more than glad to get you on the podcast there.
Great. Thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you.
That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And by all means, get involved. I've had one of these for a long time now. So I know it's hard work, you know, in a market like today. But if you know of a stock that you think has potential, I would love to hear about it. I will feature it on tomorrow's podcast. If you're the first one through, just click the link here at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Just click one of the blogs there by me, and you'll see a link there with stock with potential. Just click that link, and I will feature it on tomorrow's podcast. Garrett, if you're the first through, obviously. If you're the last of 5 or 10, it's not going to get on. You know, well, it will get on, but not tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm just rabbiting on about nonsense here. Thanks for listening. Much appreciate.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.